It's the week of prayer for Christian unity, which seems a highly appropriate time to talk Catholic-Orthodox relations. For today's podcast, we're joined by Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, Archbishop Emeritus of Southwark, and Bishop Angelos, who's the General Bishop for the Coptic Orthodox Church in Great Britain. They're here to discuss the release of a new book of agreements and statements made between our churches over the years. So, Archbishop Kevin, my first question, quite simply, is why now?
We wanted to give a message which would be a message about the importance of this dialogue. And the best way to do that was to make available to a wider audience, a new audience, some key documents, which are the agreed statements between Pope Paul VI and later John Paul II and the leaders of the Coptic Church, of the Syrian Orthodox Church and the Armenian Church. Very important documents which need to be more widely understood because they make it clear that the things that caused these huge divisions between us 1600 years ago should no longer provide a basis for continued separation.
Now, Bishop Angelos, General Bishop for the Coptic Orthodox Church in Great Britain, talking about that unity between the churches, now Pope Benedict XVI, really from 2005 when he was elected, has made a point of us getting closer to the Orthodox churches. Is that a similar thing as far as the Orthodox churches are concerned?
Well, when you look at our shared history and our shared tradition, we realise that we have so much in common because we really, when you look at the history of Christianity, it was the one church of God with a common origin. And these smaller fragmentations have occurred over the past centuries, albeit lots of centuries, but that's not how we started. So yes, we do look at the Catholic Church and see that we do have a lot of similarities. We are both sacramental churches, we're both scriptural churches, we're both traditional churches. There is so much there in terms of foundation. And following on from what Archbishop Kevin said about why now, it really was trying to bring together all those ideas. This book started really as our own internal conversation. What are we trying to do here? And from what point do we start our work? So we had people researching certain things. And one of the first pieces of research that was done was what work has already been done that we can build on. And that's where the statements came up and the agreements came up. And we thought, well, this is such an incredible wealth of material. Then we should make this known to people. The crowning glory of this is that it actually did come about on the week of Prayer for Christian Unity, because we didn't plan it that way initially. When we put the date in, then we suddenly realized that is the week, and we thought, well, there's no better time to actually launch it.
Very providential. Well, one thing I would say, though, is that in dialogue, it's always quite difficult, is it not, to look at the things that unite us and the things that people always bring up are those that divide us. What do you think these statements do to sort of publicise the positivity of this relationship?
Well, I think anyone who reads these statements will get the message that the Catholic Church and the ancient Oriental churches are agreed on who Jesus Christ is. And that is of fundamental importance, because there are people who don't know that, who assume that because we're separate, we don't have a shared faith about the person of Jesus Christ. The message is we do.
We need to have a common witness. As light in the world, as salt, we need to have that presence that glorifies God and says the way media presents Christianity is constantly broken, constantly fragmented, constantly at odds, is really not always the truth. And we do have this incredible fellowship that we're going to build on.
Now, that's incredibly eloquently done. But if you've got a series of documents, some of them feeling quite heavy, you know, it's a sort of work of history as well, looking back. It's very interesting. But 70-odd pages, and, you know, how do you sort of get it to be an accessible thing for the Catholic in the street or the Orthodox man or woman in the street?
And I think people need to get past the title, because the title itself is a little bit scary. And yeah, you would expect a very heavy theological text inside. It is a series of documents inside that can be easily read. The book is only the first thing we've done. Through the regional forum we have here, we're planning on doing more things, publishing more things, and potentially having days of common prayer where we come together and we pray for something that we hold dear within us. We've got shared tradition of the saints. We've got shared tradition of lots of things where we can come together and say, we're coming together as Christians from different denominations and expressions, but having a common focal point.
Now, finally, our churches are used to moving in centuries, let alone in a matter of years. And I know this regional forum has only really been in place for 4 years now. You've mentioned some of the things that might happen in the future. Are we going to see these anytime soon, Archbishop Kevin?
I don't think we're going to see a full ecclesial communion in the immediate future. That should not be heard as procrastination or despairing of it. It is simply realistic. When I was in Rome, I remember Pope John Paul gave a speech in which he said, you cannot repair in a short period things that were became undone over centuries. The important thing is to identify the agenda and to identify a journey and to be committed to that journey and to be open to what the future will hold.
And Bishop Angelos, how would you look to the future of this relationship between our churches?
I think our future here is, from what I see, is a very good one. With the Catholic Bishops' Conference, we engage at many different levels on a variety of issues. This forum, although it has only been in existence for 4 or 5 years now, actually started very quickly. Archbishop Kevin and I had a conversation late 2006. 2007, we had our first meeting, and it was wonderfully received by all of our churches, and people were very enthusiastic. If that is a projection, then I really think the future has a lot to offer in that we're not trying to do huge things, because that's where things slow down. We're trying to do small, meaningful things that we can do together so people can see that visible unity and so we can keep engaging.
That's Bishop Angelos there from the Coptic Orthodox Church, alongside Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, Archbishop Emeritus of Southwark. For all the very latest from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicnews.org.uk.